President Bush put the issue of gay marriage back on center stage in American politics today. He devoted his Saturday radio address to it.
An amendment to the Constitution is necessary because activist courts have left our nation with no other choice.
The U.S. Senate will begin considering an amendment banning same-sex marriage this coming week. It's unlikely to pass. Even members of the president's own Republican Party say bringing up gay marriage again looks like political maneuvering in an election year. John Green tracked such maneuvering at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. Welcome.
It's good to be with you.
During the 2004 election, we heard a lot from Republicans and social conservatives about so-called activist judges who were redefining marriage. The issue hasn't been on the national radar screen, though, too much since. I'm wondering, how important is gay marriage for social conservatives now?
Well, for social conservatives, particularly evangelical Protestants and conservative Catholics, this issue is extremely important. And they, of course, track the various maneuverings in courts and legislatures around the country, and they are quite alarmed because there are a number of lawsuits that may, in fact, introduce same-sex marriage in some communities. So they put a tremendous amount of pressure on the Republican Party in the White House to bring up the federal marriage amendment and pursue it vigorously.
I wonder, though, if this has something to do with the president's support among these voters on other issues like Iraq, Afghanistan, gas prices.
Well, the president certainly has a lot of problems in the opinion polls. His popularity is way down, really, with every group, perhaps down a little bit less with social conservatives than with other kinds of voters. That means that in the fall election, this group, as well as some other core parts of the Republican base, will be especially important.
The Pew Research Center, where you work, has been doing polling on this issue over time. The most recent poll, I understand, shows that 51% of those questioned opposed gay marriage. That's a sharp drop from the last poll I'm aware of 2 years ago. How do you explain this difference?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We have overall opposition to same-sex marriage, support for traditional marriage, but the numbers have been declining over time. And one suspects this may be partly because the issue is being debated across the country and a number of people being persuaded that a same-sex marriage, or if not that, then civil unions among gay couples is not such a bad idea. It also may be that this issue has not been on the front burner for a while, and therefore some social conservatives may have not paid quite as much attention to it. But it does suggest that public opinion is moving in a more liberal direction on this particular issue. And if one breaks it down by age, the very youngest voters tend to be the most open to same-sex marriage and civil unions. So there is a good bit of debate going on in the country at large.
John Green is a senior fellow at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. Thank you.
You're welcome.